Yud Mal Cheshvan, Monday the 18th of October, Rabbi Matisyahu Lawrence, the series on Dinim for Drivers, Part 2, Traffic and Parking Regulations.
One of the people who organises the shir suggested that it put underneath here parking warden. But that's not the purpose of the shir. The purpose of the shir is to go through the halachas, as we described last week, of which are relevant for drivers. Last week we concentrated on the chiyuv of shmiras ha'guch based on the psukim of Hisham Elacha and Nishmatim Ma'od Benafshi Seichem, which is the chiyuv min ha'Torah for one to protect one's own life, the life of other people. And we discussed how that is learned out from those psukim, even though it would seem in the context those psukim are not talking about that issue at all, but it's talking about the chiyuv to remember Matan Torah. And yet still the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, understand that it is referring to the mitzvah of looking after one's life. There is a further source, which I didn't mention last week, where the Gemara says that a person who is makalel themselves, a person who curses themselves, also transgresses the lav, or the mitzvah of Hisham Elacha, of protecting their life. So we see again that pasuk is being used by the Gemara in the context of protecting one's life. Because a person who curses themselves, obviously, could bring bad things upon themselves, chas v'shalom, and that would be not looking after their life. So we see another context, another example of where the Gemara is using that pasuk in the context of preserving one's life. Today we're going to, and we added on the chiyuv, or the din, Minchas Yitzchok talks about the person who endangers the life of other people by driving fast or various other activities, driving in a dangerous manner, becomes the din of a roidef. They receive the din of a roidef, a pursuer, and they can even be handed over to the authorities, obviously with the permission of a bezdin. They should be reported to a bezdin, and they can actually be handed over to the authorities in order to stop them doing it if they don't listen after having been warned. And we mentioned from the Tzitz Eliezer, and the Tzitz Eliezer held that a doctor who knows that a patient of his has a vision problem, a vision impairment, and that would endanger his driving or any other activity, he has an obligation to inform the relevant authorities or the employer in order to stop that person from engaging in that activity because they can endanger themselves and other people. This week we're going to concentrate on a few more examples. I want you to look at the sheet which we have given out. The first source is from the Sefer Nishmas Avraham, from Professor Dr. Avraham, who's a major doctor and Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Talmud of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. V'nishmartem, going on the pasuk that we mentioned. Lama ein zeh boro. Why is it not boro? Why is it not clear? He writes in quite a rhetorical manner. Nafachos lam shomei Torah mitzvos. At least for us who are shomei Torah mitzvos, shalav v'yachukei hatanua, to transgress, to break the traffic regulations, gam be'ishayin laila, even in the middle of the night. For example, you're on a road in the middle of the night and there's a red light and there's nobody around. Are you allowed to drive through that red light? There's nobody around. K'she'ein af rechev b'nira, there's no cars around, you can't see anything. Mahava evro avera al v'nishbaltim moed v'nashri seichem. Why isn't it boro to people? Why isn't it clear to people that you are over, you transgress the pasuk of nishmatim moed v'nashri seichem? V'loirak nahag, not only a driver, and a gam hoylech regel, pedestrians as well. If a person crosses at a time where really he shouldn't be, where the regulations are he shouldn't cross, but he thinks to himself, there's nobody around, it's quiet. V'haloi gam asofik nefoshes chayovim lavor akol ha'teiru kula. On Sofik Nefoshos, the Torah says that you have to be over anything in the Torah, except the Gimel Averis Chamorais, in order to save a life. Kedei lehatzu nefesh achas miyisrael. Ve'eich imkei mutzel asakin atzmoi va'achirim b'nehiga. How therefore is it possible for a person to endanger himself and others b'nehiga by driving, kashuhu olur lehiradim, when a person is likely to fall asleep, mi ayefus from tiredness, o kashuhu over chukei atzmo, or for example, transgressing the traffic regulations. But Hiskim, Iti, Mayri Varebi, Agor Vishur Noivat Shlita, the author of Shnura Shabbos, who was also one of his rebels, and he was maskim to this premise over here that one cannot transgress the traffic regulations even at a time when you think it's safe to do so. That's one issue. It should be borrowed to us. It doesn't bring a proof as such. It should be borrowed. It should be clear to us. Chilul Hashem. Why are we not worried about Chilul Hashem in public? Because a Yehudi shomer Torah or mitzvahs, lo rak over al hachoik. Not only is a Yehudi shomer Torah mitzvahs transgressing the law, ela gam olu l'sakei nisatzmoi, es hanimtzoi berechvo, someone, other people who are inside his rechev, inside his car, va'achirin, other people, noisim, passengers, oholchei rega. Why are people not worried about the Chilul Hashem? You're driving along, holding your phone, swerving around the corner, trying desperately to control your car, when there's other cars coming around and there's children around. Why are people not worried about it? Shimush b'telefon b'zman nehiga. Using a telephone when driving. Now this is a little bit scary. Alay lehoisif, shelefi mechka, according to a study, shepurstam loy mizman, which was publicized not so long ago, Be'itoin Rufui Mechubad, in an authoritative, accepted medical journal, which happens to be the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, in the year 2005. The source actually got missed off here, but that's where it is. Hukach, it is demonstrated there, it's proven, Sheshimush b'telefon bizman nehiga, ma'le es ha-sikun le-ta'una, maspik kosher le-hatzrich tipu ve-beis-chedim b'fi arbo. Using a telephone when one is driving increases the chances of a serious accident that would require treatment in hospital 4 times. One is 4 times more likely to be involved in a serious accident, chas v'shalom, by driving and using a phone at the same time. And in brackets there he writes, that doesn't include situations which cause severe head injuries. That's even more. So therefore that chances actually are increased even more than 4 times. Then after the brackets, Leloy hevdel in machzikim ha-telefon biyad oloy. And it doesn't make a difference, statistically, whether a person is holding the telephone in their hand or it's a hands-free. People think the hands-free is safe. According to this study, which was presented in a British medical journal, which is an authoritative journal, it doesn't make a difference. The decrease in concentration, or the interference in concentration, that occurs when a person is involved in a telephone conversation when driving, causes accidents fourfold, chas v'shalom, than if not. So he finishes off that piece. Ha'im imken yesh heta midin teira lishtamish b'telefon b'zman nehiga. Is there therefore a heta to use a telephone when you're driving? It can't be. It cannot be. It's possible that it can't be. So that's from Sefer Nishmas Avron, and he makes his points very clear. Moving on now from the chiyuv of hisham elacha and the nishmatim oid, which we've dealt with till now. There could be another chiyuv, there is another chiyuv, to keep the laws as well. And although people might think I'm going to talk about Dinah de Malchusa, I'm not going to talk about Dinah de Malchusa, but Dinah de Malchusa is a complicated subject in its own right. There's questions as to where it applies, what it applies to, so we're not going to go on the line of Dinah de Malchusa, the law of the land. Rav Osner writes in Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Yud, Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, number 2 on your sheet. I received the letter of the person who asked this question. The person who was writing the letter to him said that they had engaged in setting up various regulations in their shchuna in Eretz Yisrael in order to prevent accidents. Maybe there was a yeshuv or something or other and they'd install traffic lights and crossings and things like that in order to prevent accidents from happening. And never plenty of people, gedolim v'toyim, have died in accidents. Yesh l'shabeach eschem, we should praise you al kach u'lechazik yedchem, and to strengthen your hands. V'shakol bezdin b'iroi, every bezdin in its city, in manhigei hatzibur, in the people who are in charge of the tzibur, the leaders of the tzibur, chayovim la'asoyis limnoya nezokim mitoshovim. It's a chiyuv on the bezdin and the people in charge of the tzibur to prevent accidents from happening and to safeguard the people in there. The eders are shaychis em yesh dinei de malchusa or ein dinei de malchusa. This has nothing to do with dinei de malchusa or not. It's not a question of whether we do hold the law of the land, we don't hold the law of the land. We're not going into that, says Rav Osner. That akona is shenasu alidei hashiltoin. Any rules that are made by the shiltoin, by the government, nasu the tovas hatzibur limnoya asoinus. They're made for the tovas hatzibur, for the benefit of the tzibur. For what purpose? Limnoya asoinos, in order to prevent accidents. V'imloinase al yodom, and had the government not made them, we would have to do it. If we lived in a chaotic society and there was no government making rules and we lived in a little ghetto, little area, we would have a chiyuv for ourselves to enact such traffic regulations in order to prevent accidents. And therefore, of course there's a chiyuv on us to keep it. The Chasam Sofer says this principle that there's a chiyuv on the Beis Din to enact regulations, the tovas hatzibur, even if they haven't been enacted by the ruling government. And he goes on to bring proofs that the Gemara says, the Rambam says, that the Beis Din is mechuyev to look after the roads in Eretz Yisrael, to make sure that a person who is a Retzeach B'Shogeg, who's running to the Imiklot, he has to be able to get there as quickly as possible. If there's problems on the roads, he's going to not be able to get there properly, and his life will be endangered. And therefore he learns from there, Rav Ozan learns from there, that it's poshut, that there's always a chiyum on the Beis Din to maintain the safety of the roads. Now if you look, therefore, where it's underlined, in the second from last paragraph. Umimela. Therefore it's poshut, he says. Poshut to also be halacha la'avoy b'ramzor adoy. It's therefore also to go over a red light, b'chol hazmanim, at all times. Gam kishael mechonios miskarvois mamash. And even if there's no cars around, it's also to go over a red light, dehirus haseda mevi lidei sakono b'nefesh kiyodua. Because if you interrupt the seder, if you mess up the seder, there's a seder, when it's green, you go. When it's orange, it depends. When it's red, you don't go. If somebody breaks that seder, then it can cause all kinds of problems. Somebody else is coming from the other direction, doesn't know, can't predict what you're doing, and even if you don't think they're there, they might come from somewhere. And therefore, you're mechuyev to keep these halachas, in order to keep these laws, in order to maintain the preservation of people's lives. To turn over on to the next page, I'm not going to go through the whole of number 3 over here. This is an interesting shayla that was asked to Rav Avadya Yosef in his Tshuvas Yabia Oime. Ruvain, let's call him Ruvain, had a car, and he was travelling from wherever he lived to Haifa. And his neighbour, Shimon, also wanted to go to Haifa as well with him. And he wanted to get a lift with him to Haifa. So he did, gave him a lift. In the middle of the drive, all the way up to Haifa, it was a long journey, Ruvain, the driver, fell asleep. And there was a terrible accident. Shimon ended up in hospital for a long time, for a month. And it cost him a lot of money. They don't have NHS like we have here. It cost him a lot of money to be in hospital. And now, after he got better, Baruch Hashem, he recovered, he got better. And he came and he wanted to be tovea from Shimon all the cost of the healing and the doctor's fees that it cost him for being in hospital for a period of a month. The shayla was, is Reuven, the driver over here, considered to be an oines, the fact that he fell asleep during the journey, or is he not? So if you look where it's underlined, kan nechshav kakorov lipshia. This case over here was considered to be not an oines, not your fault, rather korov lipshia, near to negligence. Shibipnei shelo yishan kecholat tzorich b'layla nenes b'shinasa b'yoy. The story that actually happened here was, it's filled in, there's another tshuva from somebody else elsewhere who fills in the details of it. What actually happened was, Reuven had assured Shimon that he had slept the day before and the night before very well, and that he was able, had the strength to do that journey. The truth was he hadn't. And he found out afterwards, he admitted afterwards, but he hadn't actually slept enough in order to do that journey. And here, because he hadn't slept enough, therefore he fell asleep during the journey. And because of that, he caused an accident. When he felt tired on the journey, he should have stopped, gone over to a service station, to the side of the road, had a break, got his koiches back, and then carried on. He should have had the rest for a certain amount of time. Until he clearly proved to himself, so to speak, he could assure himself that he wasn't going to be overtaken by sleep anymore. And therefore, Vahari Hanoisea Imoy, the person who was travelling with him, Elov who knows this naturally. When you are a passenger in somebody's car, you entrust your life to the person who's driving. You put your life in his hands. And the responsibility of the driver over here is much, much greater than a Shemes Ocho, than a simple Shemes Ocho. Shara Yochon Hoya Hadova, he's tied by Asoy Mamish, because he could have caused a terrible accident. And therefore, it's like he's Choyvel by Yodayim. It's like he took him and punched him in the face. Because he didn't take care to make sure that he was awake enough in order to complete that journey. And then he goes on to quote from another tshuva similarly about it. So, we see very clearly that there's a chiyuv upon a person to make sure that they're able to drive properly, that they've got the koyach to drive properly, to keep the rules and regulations properly. If you look at number 5, this is a tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv, Shlita. Rabbi Yashiv writes the following thing. It's forbidden for a person to position his car in a place in the street against the laws and regulations of the government that you are living in. This is a more powerful chiyuv than Dinah D'Malchus HaDinah. Why? What's the difference between this chiyuv over here and the chiyuv of Dinah D'Malchus HaDinah? Technically speaking, the concept of Dinah D'Malchusa is when a melech institutes rules and regulations and laws for his own benefit. He wants to take taxes for the people. That was the original concept of Dinah D'Malchusa. The king was in charge, he wants taxes for the people, he's doing it for his own benefit. And yet still, you have to keep the law of the land. Whereas these laws and regulations that we're talking about, the Toibas Kol B'nei Ha'ir, which are for the benefit of everybody in the town, this is comparable to the concept of Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. Everyone's familiar with the concept of Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. The structure, the communal structure of Klal Yisrael was they would, the seven important people would be appointed by the Kehillah to take care of the communal needs of the Kehillah. And therefore, the role of the government here, he's saying, is taking the position of the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. There's an ability, they have the right, the jurisdiction, the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, to be Goy the Gezeros on the people, the man, the TLS of the Rabbin. And the government, because we don't have the authority nowadays, we don't have a proper Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir in our own kehillahs, we don't have that authority, and we don't have control over the roads and things like that. Therefore, the government takes that position, like our shlichim almost, and we're mechuyev to keep those laws. The same as we would have to keep the laws of the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, so too the laws of the government. And therefore, if a person passes a car in a place which he's not allowed to, and you warn him once or twice, and he doesn't listen, you can call the mishtara, you can call the police. So it's similar to like what we saw last week as well. Because these laws and regulations are not made stum, they're made usually in order to protect people. I'm not talking necessarily about parking bays and things like that, which are not necessarily made for the protection of the people. As a different sugya over there, I took that shayla over with one of our resident Choshen Mishpat experts in the town, and he understood, and he may have mentioned it even here in the shir, that the concept of a parking bay is really the government is saying, well, we own this position over here in the road, and we are going to rent out to you, if you want to park there for half an hour, for an hour, we'll rent it out for you for the cost of 50p, a pound, whatever it is. If you want to rent our space, then pay the money. If you don't want to rent the space, then don't pay the money. And if you can't come here, not pay. And if you do take the space without paying, then we fine you. Right? So therefore, that's a rental. He understood it as a rental, Shida. So the same as you couldn't walk into, somebody has a vacant house here on the East Side Crescent, and you want to walk in there, decide to live there without paying, you can't do that. So similarly as well, you can't put yourself in a parking bay, which is leased out to the public, you can't do that without paying. Even if it's the middle of the night, and you know there's no traffic wardens around, or the traffic warden's down the road, so you know there's not usually two traffic wardens on the same road, so he's down there, so Mustom, it's okay for me to park here, Lekovitsky is what I get, whatever I need. No, because there's a chiyuv, it's their land, and we'll see in a second where we know it from. So we'll see. Where does this come from? Where does it come from? Right, so some people want to argue that we take a chance, right? If they fine you, so they fine you. Now, I found this Makoy myself. This is not brought by most of the postgim. I found one of the postgim and does bring this in a different, slightly different context. If you look here, Tshuva Sarashba, underneath. Right, Tshuva Sarashba, the Rashba lived 800 years ago. And the Rashba is discussing here an interesting shayla. There is a Mishnah which says, There's a Mishnah in Baba Basra which says that it's usur for to dig cavities underneath the road. Even in a Jewish area, you can't dig a cavity underneath the road. Why? Because it causes sakon, the road could collapse, etc. So the shayel, the person asking the shayel, came to the Rashba, and he said, we live in our nice little Jewish area, which we are in charge of. It seems to be the governments gave jurisdiction to the Jewish communities over their own areas, to look after their own areas. And he said, look, everybody's building cavities under the road, and it's a mission in Baba Basra which says that you can't do that. So how come people are building cavities underneath the road? The Rashba has a whole long tshuva over there, and he says that the reason is like this. Shadova yodua, where it's underlined, or just before that actually. For oid, sha'adas kein, mosalehem hamelech, esaroshus, vafirim in hastam. When the king gave over permission to the Jewish community to live in that area and to manage that area, he gave them reshus, afidu min hastam, even without actually saying it explicitly. Kol shekein kishanasa hamelechai adoni ha'oretz reshus befeirish lezeh la'asoyz, and obviously all the more so if they gave specific reshus to do so. In other words, the fact that Jewish people were digging holes under the road and nobody objected, the officers and the kings didn't object, that was like permission had been granted to do it. So it was like a mechila from those who are in charge. Shahadova yodua, this is the key line. Shahadova yodua, it's a known thing. Shahadrochim, that the roads, im heyoisim masurim l'rabim, since they're given over to the public, shall adoinei ha'oretz, they belong to the adoinei ha'oretz, the people who are in charge of the land, the government. The land belongs to the government. I think in this queen officially, all land belongs to the queen in this country, officially. All land officially, ultimately belongs to the queen. V'heim reshoim listoim drachim, and they're able to close up roads if they want, but if toyech b'mokam acher, they decide they want to make a diversion, close up this road, make you go a different way, they can do that. Ulaham midalosois arosh derech, to close off a road, to put doors somewhere, lefish adrachim shelahem heim, the roads belong to the malchus where you live. And then he goes on to explain how that's relevant to the context that he was talking over there. So we see a clear chayra support from one of those shayim over here that the roads belong to the government where you live. So that would explain how come they have the right to set these rules and regulations. And even if it's nothing to do with sakona, even if it's because they want to do that, want to lease out a parking bay. Now you could ask me, well, how do I know this Rashba is lahalocha? How do I know that this, it's very nice to pick a rishon from somewhere. This Rashba is actually quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch in at least three places. One of them, interestingly enough, is in Hilchos Sukkah. The Rama brings the halacha that you can't build a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabin. You can't build a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabin, a public area. And one of the reasons is because the land belongs to the authorities, according to this Rashba, and they don't give you permission to do so. Now all the Achroinim go in to discuss, well, how come people do build sukkahs in Rishus HaRabin? And they go on this concept of that there's a mechila, and since people did it, and they didn't object, and they didn't mind, and it was only 7 days or 8 days, they didn't mind, therefore was it like a mechila. But in principle, the principle of the Rashba over here is endorsed by the Ramah in three places in Shulchan Aruch, twice in Koshim Mishpat, and once in Aruch Chaim, and maybe elsewhere. And therefore, L'chayra, this Rashba is lahalocha, that they do own the land, and therefore they do have the right to tell people to do what they want. Now, I'd be interested if anyone has any other thoughts on that. I'm not paskening this, chas v'sholom, lahalocha, I'm just saying you what I found, what the poskim say, what Rabbi Yashiv writes clearly, and what it seems to be supported from this Rashba over here. Finally, the last section over here, number 7. Talking about parking on private land. Until now we've been talking on the public roads and things. Parking on private land or in front of somebody's drive where you're stopping them from using their own drive, getting access to their own property. Hamishtamish b'karka, this is also a tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv. Hamishtamish b'karka shaloi b'shus bailim. Somebody who uses land without the permission of bailim. So here he's talking specifically about parking on someone else's land or private road or private land. Kamoi, mi shechene b'mokim chaniya prati. Somebody who parks his car on a private area, private parking lot. Kneged das balabais, against the rule, the will of the balabais, the person who owns it. Mikri gazlan, he's actually called a gazlan. So this is a new concept now. We haven't talked about gazela till now. Now we're mentioning that he's called a gazlan. I'll explain why in a minute. V'lochei, mi shechene b'kavish. Somebody who parks on a kavish. I don't know if he means over here a private road, or because kvish usually means a big main road, right? But If it means a public road, then we would understand it based on the Rashba before, that every public road is a bit like a private road because the government is in charge. I'm not sure what he means over here. But achein, mi shechoyne bekevish oy bechotze prati. Don't know if this word prati is going on the chotze and kevish or not, on private area. But lo rishus bailim, kol shabailim makpidim al chanyosai, if the bailim are makpid on his karking, over al isur gezela. And then he goes on, somebody goes and parks himself in the car park of a yeshiva, but and he prevents people from getting in and out. If the hanhola of the yeshiva, the people in charge of the yeshiva, don't agree to him parking there, but right? Because people often take advantage of the fact that there's a nice big car park there. Let me go and park there. I want to daven. I want to go shopping nearby or daven in a shul nearby. There's a nice big car park over there. I'll go and park my car there. If that's interference against the wishes of the people in charge, you can't do it. So, what's the makoy for this idea that a person who parks on somebody else's land is called a gazlan? So, based on the you see, normally, what's gezeila? You take something from somebody else. You take an item from somebody else. That's gezeila. What have you taken from him? You might have interfered over here. You might have obstructed. But what have you taken from somebody else? So the makoy that's brought in another tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv, and I saw from Rabbi Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, one of the Dayonim Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael today. So he writes that there's a Rashbam in Bava Basra. And the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Zayin Umad Bis, writes there that a person who goes onto somebody else's land without their permission is called a shayel shaloi midas. What's a shayel shaloi midas? If I borrow your item without your permission, that's called a shayel shaloi midas. Now, Ashbam says that even somebody who stands on somebody else's land without their permission, against their will, is also called a shayel shaloi midas. Although he's not taking physically anything away from him, he's borrowing his land. And the Shoyal Shalei Midas, Mikri Gazlan. The Gemara says he's called a Gazlan. Based on that Rashbam, these Poskim Paskin, that there's an issue of Gezel involved in parking on somebody else's land without their permission. So we've seen the different Chiyuvim here to keep the regulations. We started with the Chiyuv of Hishom Echo, Vishmatim Ma'oid, and Ashur Sechim. There's a Chiyuv Midaraisa to protect Shmiras HaGuf of oneself and other people. We move to the Dinim of keeping it more than dinner the Malchusa, but mitam Zayin Tuvei Yair. And the people in the town had the ability and the right, the jurisdiction to impose these laws. We've understood it now in terms of Gezer. And simply, to finish off with, some common sense. Common sense is that driving in a way that is going to endanger people is something which is... common sense tells us that we shouldn't do. And most of these laws and regulations are based on common sense. It's just that we feel sometimes that we've got other things that we have to do, and that takes precedence on these things, but we have to know that the chiyuvim over here are extremely important and extremely serious, and chas v'shalom, the ramifications can be very serious if we don't. And as we mentioned, the final point was the aspect of chil Hashem as well, that when there are laws that are enacted, and goyim around us see that we're not keeping those laws, and as we said before, driving along with a telephone in hand, we create tremendous chil Hashem. So, Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll move on to some other halachas which are negeya to drivers and a different angle. Next time in the next year, Mitzvah Hashem.
We're the owner of car registration.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very distracting. It's illegal. It's not illegal, but it's illegal. I have observed it seems to be. We could set up a private